Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack's 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks, starting this weekend at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this Saturday, March 20th. You can find our show page at ustream.tv and search for Jay and Jack. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you, Jack?
I am doing good.
You're a little bit sick. I'm a little bit worried.
Yeah, I haven't been sick in about a year, and now the 30-hour podcast is coming up,
but I think you're just trying, you know, you're pretending you hurt your leg so you can't run the race.
I got a cramp.
Exactly.
I'll be there.
So we are here to the momentous occasion of our third annual marathon podcast for Autism Speaks, and our goal is $30,000 this year. We're already off to a really good start with our auctions on eBay.
That's going great.
It's going really well.
And we'd like to thank everyone who donated something.
Yes, a lot of different people and a lot of cool stuff. But it's surprising that the big Dharma Season 5 edition signed by the 9 cast members is already over $500 last time I checked.
561, I think.
Yeah, so.
And that I'm saying that I've been pointing out to people, that's the last time you'll probably be able to get those 9 signatures on something Lost related. Just saying. Well, I mean, unless they all do
a way to make people feel like they have to bid on it.
I'm not saying they have to. What's for a great cause? And if you know, if I would bid on it,
you're like pressuring them.
I'm not pressuring anyone.
I'm gonna start calling you Jack Soprano.
Let's play a little Journey. Hey, don't stop believing.
So that it does start this weekend, March 20th through the 21st.
Eastern, 12 Eastern.
Yeah, 12 Eastern time, 12 in the afternoon. The big names for the Lost Junkies out there, Damon Lindelof is going to be on at 7 o'clock Eastern
time. Is that a big name?
Kind of a big name,
I guess.
And also Jorge Garcia will once again close out the show. Was that 4:30?
He's on it from 4:30 to 6.
Afternoon Eastern.
And I promise Sunday, this time that we'll be awake.
And so so many more people, Tad Stones, Patrick Labrato, just tons of people from the Lost community.
Hey, the Darkwing Duck's off to a great start.
I know.
Way to go, Tad. Way to bid on your own statue.
No, that's been me bidding.
Was that you bidding on it?
No, I haven't started bidding yet, and I'm a little worried. It's already like over $100. It's out of my budget.
I don't see you getting it.
But that is on, it's going to be broadcast on ustream.tv. Just go to ustream.tv, search Jay and Jack, and you'll see our page come up there. It'll say Jay and Jack's 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks. And for those of you who are meeting us in Raleigh this weekend, we look forward to seeing you. It's going to be a blast. And for those that want to know about the engagement party we're doing tomorrow, that's on jayandcarl.com.
What is the
information for that?
What is the Guinness Book of World Record for engagement parties?
We've got 3 going.
What is the record for that?
I don't know. There's got to be more than what we're doing. The problem is we have friends and family
spread
throughout the world.
Every time I turn around, it's, hey, we got to have this engagement party. It's like having like St. Patrick's Day, excuse to go out and drink.
No, because, you know, our family spread out across
America.
You don't
have to defend it, but
friends
every time
spread out.
Every
so
time I turn around,
and,
hey, we got this engagement party. I go, what?
So you can find information on that on jayandcarl.com. And then the eBay
It's only one wedding, so why do you have 3 engagement parties?
I'm sorry. All the stuff, all the news, all the links for this show, for the marathon podcast, just follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/jayandjack. You will be updated on all the links we put on jayandjack.com and the message boards as well. But probably the easiest way to keep up to date with what's going on is twitter.com/jayandjack, including eBay links and the links to our official Autism Speaks page where people will be able to donate the money to.
Also, people have been asking, the VIP passes are on the auction block now.
Yes, and they're already
And they come not just VIP pass, access to everywhere in the theater that we're allowed in.
They come with some cash.
$250. Global cash card.
So, $250. You got to at least bid that much because you're breaking even.
Well, now it's not, because they're both over 300.
Oh, they are?
But at least you're making, I mean, you're getting some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a little something, you know, for the effort. And maybe there'll be an engagement party out there.
And speaking of which, for Global Cash Card, remember, March 31st is the final day you can submit your videos for how you think it will end. Go for more information at globalcashcard.com/last. The top prize, the person who has voted the best video, will win a replica Dharma van. This thing is amazing. So make sure you have your videos ready. I know us creative types, we're slackers, we're procrastinators, and we like to wait to the last minute, but don't wait till it's too late.
You're saying you're creative? Okay.
All right.
So, well, someone's got an ego over there. Well, I guess you're going to have 18 engagement parties.
Exactly.
I guess you have to have a big ego.
Exactly. It feeds my ego. All right, Jack, you ready to get into
it? You know, I'm surprised you didn't say a 30-hour podcast was going to be an engagement 30-hour. Hey, for 30 hours, we're going to have a 30-hour engagement party.
Well, you know, I also I want to send thanks to Anne from Germany, who sent Colleen and I, speaking of engagement, chocolates from Switzerland.
Wow.
Switzerland or Sweden. It was one of the S's. But it was which Swiss chocolate?
I would say Swiss chocolate.
It was Swiss chocolate, and it was amazing. Awesome chocolate.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, exactly. I ate it all. All right, Jack, now you ready for Lost in Review?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. Got a couple things to look back on from this week's episode, Recon. Not too much, nothing too crazy, Easter egg-wise in this episode. But first, we're going to start with the images here. And the first one is of Sawyer's refrigerator. That's a good nutrition right there. Some beer and orange juice.
That's a good combination. Breakfast of champions.
The standard bachelor amount of food.
Well, he probably eats out a lot.
Also, looking at, you know, Sawyer's folder, trying to find extra things in that little
Easter eggs.
Yeah, but there's nothing really there, except they were a cute family before. So why
was he so upset at Charlotte? Now, a lot of people think Charlotte was working undercover with someone. Do you think that, or maybe maybe Anthony Cooper? That's what I've been saying.
Really? You think so? Why would Anthony Cooper be? Because he was hot on his trail, I guess.
Maybe find out where he was at.
Yeah, I guess that could be it.
But I'm thinking no. But
mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of people think, you know, people are, you know, they like to come up with all these theories.
Yeah. Also, the books on Sawyer's dresser, Watership Down, A Wrinkle in Time, and Lancelot. These are all books that Sawyer read over the course of his time on the island.
Now, I wonder if those are books he actually brought to him when he went to Australia. It's a long flight to Australia. They might have been his books to start off with, and they were his books on the island.
Boone said that Watership Down was his. Maybe they both had Watership Down.
It's a popular book.
No, but it was Boone's, because remember that in season one is because Boone said he has Watership Down. That was in my suitcase.
I don't see Boone being a reader, because he followed Locke around like a little lost puppy, and look where it got him.
He said it. He said it in the episode, remember?
So I think he's a liar. Well, how do we know? He's dead. Well, he's alive now.
It's in the episode. It's on tape. It's captured on tape.
Do we know for a fact? I could have said, hey, it's my book.
It's true. It's true. But have I thrown you a curveball there? How either way, you know, fate led him to read these books.
Well, he's a reader.
He likes books with bunnies in it. this was Kate's 100th episode of the series, 100th episode she's been in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
As of this
episode, a lot of people were hoping that was going to be our last one.
Aw.
Well, you have some hate for Kate.
I don't have hate for Kate.
Oh, I think you go back and listen to the tapes, like you're saying about Boone in his book.
Uh-huh.
He said it, so it must be true.
Yeah. This is Cusick. Henry and Cusick has been missing for 7 episodes, tying Harold Perrineau's absence in season 2 for the longest streak of not appearing in an episode while still being a regular.
Are these the same people who do these stats, do baseball stats? You ever know?
I feel like Vin Scully.
You'll watch ESPN and you go, what? Who thinks of this stuff?
I was like when you listen to Vin Scully do a game, he has like the most random information.
Well, about he has to because he never shuts up. I mean, not his fault because he's doing a simulcast. Or used to anyway.
So that's about some of the information there. There's more stuff on Lostpedia.com. All right, Jack, do you have anything else you want to say about this
episode? Yeah, there wasn't a lot of stuff that I noticed, but outside Claire's house or hut, whatever you want to call it, there was a small cage. It looked like it holds small animals. Just sitting there, I just saw it. Didn't really think anything of it. I said maybe a rabbit or something.
Maybe. Maybe she has like a jungle raccoon.
Could be. Maybe it holds her baby when she goes off on the... maybe it holds a Skeletubby while it's off. She goes off on a mission. You'll be safe here, Skeletubby.
No, that's, see, that's her... that's her, you know, carrying case for when she goes, you know, for traveling on trips.
I'm not putting him in baggage. He'll be scared.
It reminds me of that. Have you seen that commercial where the parent is dressing her kid up as a dog and putting him with the cargo?
No, I've never seen that.
I think it was a Super Bowl commercial. Anyways, continue.
That's a nice commercial. Anyway, the clock when Sawyer's in the room undercover. Reads 8:42, and it reads 8:42 for a long time. So I don't know if they just had it automatically set for 8:42. So the whole time they were filming, it said 8:42. Now I didn't time it to see if it was under a minute, but I'm just thinking different shots, different angles, different things. So it probably.
But they can make the excuse maybe the battery died on it or something.
If the battery died, it would.
Was it a digital clock?
Digital clock, it would go out.
Well, maybe like the circuit board was. Fused or something.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know how long the scene was. I just thought it was great that they kept it at 8:42. So I'm saying, good job. Jeez. Charlotte worked with Miles' dad at the museum.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I did not catch that the first time.
Yeah, and there were some more calls about that and stuff coming up, too.
Thinking of my crackpot theories, I'm always saying I'm sticking to it. I guess Sawyer could say the same thing for his boxers. I mean, we were talking about his boxers the last episode, so
that's wrong.
Just thought about it. That's my theory.
Why are you thinking about that?
Well, because we're talking about it, and
so that's what you're thinking about as you're preparing to doze off into sleep.
Maybe. I'm sick. Leave me alone,
man.
Did you notice when they were with the what do you call them? The Lockies.
The Lockies.
The Lockies. Did you notice who was gathering the wood? For Lockie's camps, all the people that don't speak. If you go back and watch everyone who's doing all the work, you got Kate.
So we have more log carrying guys,
right? You got Kate's, you know, sitting there going, "Hey, Saeed, what's wrong?" That's my new Saeed impression.
That doesn't really translate well into the audio form.
Well, just think it's just me staring it off into space, okay. And then you got Claire running around trying to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
John, you know, Manilock saving people. Anyone that has...
She's just trying to kill Kate. I mean, in all fairness to her.
Yeah, it was only one person.
I mean, well, she killed, you know, the others too, but, you know, I'm just saying at this moment, she's not trying to kill her anymore, but she was.
I know. And when Sawyer calls Miles Sunshine when he's walking in through the, after Liam had just said, "Hey, can you help me? I can help you." There's a woman sitting with black hair, wearing a green jacket type thing. Looks almost like Elizabeth Mitchell. It's not, but it looks like her.
Well, this is great investigative reporting here right now.
I know it's a stretch, but I'm just saying. I had to stop it like three or four times. I go, wait, is that Elizabeth Mitchell? She looks familiar.
You know, with black hair.
Yeah, you never know. She does look up at so are extras supposed to do that? Are log-carrying people supposed to look the stars directly in the eye?
Well, all I know is if they would have had us be an extra, we wouldn't have looked at the actors.
No, I'd have been sitting there looking straight ahead like I was supposed to.
Yeah.
So, bad job, extra.
Hey, extra.
You're lucky you're not on the island. Early in the episode, Claire holds Kate's hand when Menelaok is speaking.
Yeah, it was a little creepy.
But then later on, Menelaok extends his hand to Kate, and she doesn't take it. Just thought it was interesting. Well, it has to mean something. She grabs his...
It means she didn't want to touch fake Locke's hand, Manlock's hand.
Sawyer tells Widmore, as part of the deal, I want the people I come back with not to be hurt, not even a hair on their head. Was he taking a shot at Widmore on that one?
Or maybe he was saying the only one without hair that you could hurt is Manlock.
Good theory. Nice job.
It's better than sticking to it.
And then when Sawyer was checking out the plane, do you think he was checking, judging it to see if it was worthy of being, if it
well, you know, I know Sawyer's a con man and he's a smart guy, but how does he really know?
He's a smart guy. He reads. He reads a lot. So you're right. Saying Sawyer's stupid? And just
no, like, I'm just saying.
You're
like,
saying just because he's a con man, he would know if a plane was
no, I'm just saying, like, I've never seen
he's
that
not
he, has,
you.
He has airplane experience that he knows, you know, if a plane is sound or not to fly.
I don't know. You drive me crazy.
All right, is that all you got, Jack?
That's all. That's, like I said, there wasn't a lot of stuff to go back and...
No, it wasn't a very crackpotty episode.
No.
But it was still a good episode, nonetheless. It was a good story.
I really thought I found something out by the Elizabeth Mitchell lookalike who looked at the... Maybe, she, you know, I'm giving her crap. Maybe she was told to look up at Sawyer. Maybe. But she did look a lot like Elizabeth Mitchell.
All right. Jack, you ready to get into see what's on next week on Lost?
The TV show. And this does contain spoilers.
Very small spoilers. Only the kind that the Hockey League brothers will get upset with. Here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost. Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time. Time to find out what's next
on Lost.
On Lost,
the TV show.
Tuesday, March 23rd.
Now, I'll have to be honest. I've been ready for this one since we were in Hawaii.
Episode titled Ab Eterno. And it will be a Richard Alpert-centric episode, and everyone's excited about this one.
I think the key is just say a Richard Alpert. Centric episode. And remember, when you guys send your nitpicky emails, it was Jay that said it, not me. I didn't even, well, you know what? I didn't even attempt it. So you want to say I'm a coward? Say I'm a coward.
Okay, you ready for the description on this one?
Yes.
Richard Alpert faces a difficult choice on Lost.
What's a difficult choice? To comb my hair or not to comb my hair?
Tuesday, March 23rd, 9 to 10.06 p.m.
To put thicker eyeliner in or... So they're going to cut into Flash Forward again?
I guess. Well, I thought, are they doing Flash Forward at 8 or are they doing it at 10?
Oh, is it... Wait.
Or V. Is it
V
at 8?
I'm sorry, V, they're going to cut into V.
V's at 10 now? It's not 8?
I don't know.
Why are you talking?
Don't worry.
Why are you talking?
Because I don't know.
You want to get into the guest stars?
Yeah, let's get in the guest stars. I won't remember anyway.
Guest starring.
I forgot that Charlotte was going to be on.
Mark Pellegrino as Jacob.
Ooh.
Titus Welliver as Man in Black.
Oh.
Myreli Taylor as Isabella. Stephen Elder as Jonas Whitfield. Juan Carlos Cantu as Father Suarez. Jose Yenke as Doctor. Izzy Diaz as Ignacio. Dave O'Korea as Servant. Santiago Montoni. Montone as prisoner, and Sonia Masyanovsky as Russian nurse.
Russian nurse.
This one's written by Melinda Sue Taylor, Gregory Nations, and directed by Tucker Gates.
I know a lot of people are excited about this one.
Everyone's excited about this one. It's going to be a big episode.
With Titus being there, are they going to try and say that Jacob and Menelaus are two different guys?
Yep.
Or Jacob.
Sorry.
We'll see. We'll see. It depends, you know.
This is where your theory crashes and burns, my friend.
It's, again, I'm tired of saying this. Listen carefully to what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
It's not my theory.
But no one's buying your garbage. All right, Jack.
Well, then it's my theory.
You're ready?
It's my boxers and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, God. Let's go listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
All right, Jack, we got some listener feedback to get into. So first, let's do the emails, and you go first.
All right, Subway. I'm sorry, Sawyer Sub Theory. Five?
No.
No? You want me to sing? No. As part of his time on Dahmer Security, he took a course in sub driving, but only got his learner's permit. Lane from New Hampshire. What do you think? That's how he'll be able to
maybe. Who knows? Who knows? That's a possibility.
You never know.
He had 3 years there. Enough time to learn the basics. This one is titled Aaron and Man in Black. Man in Black, the same person. Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Sid from San Diego, and I just finished watching Recon, and after tonight, I firmly believe that Man in Black is not a bad person. All of his actions tonight seem like that generally of a good person who just wants to leave the island, maybe start a new life.
Yep, good guy.
Of course, he may be lying through his teeth, but either way, I appreciate his straightforward and open approach to leading his tribe of followers as opposed to Jacob's vague instructions and lists. Here's a crazy thought. What if Man in Black is actually a time-traveled Aaron, which makes Claire the crazy mother he was talking about? Stranger things have happened in Lost. Also, in regards to Jack's theory that Man in Black and Jacob are the same person, a.k.a. the Tyler Durden theory, I like it a lot, except there is one glaring problem. In Season 5 finale, Man in Black gets Ben to kill Jacob, and Ben is clearly able to see both of them at the same time, which has been my argument this
whole time. Or has he?
Thanks for your mind putting up a great podcast. Sid from sunny San Diego. P.S. LT in a Jets uniform. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, I've kind of... Well, move on.
It does leave a bad taste in the mouth. We've had a lot of calls about with that kind of theory, too.
Yeah, a lot of people have thought that. I never even thought about that, but I'm going to say no. I'm saying no.
Okay, all right.
Even though he's from San Diego. Usually I stick together with my brothers, but no.
You're not a San Diego native, so they're not really your brothers.
That's true. I'm 2 months shy.
But I'm a San Diego native, so they're my brothers.
So are you going to stick with the theory that it's Aaron?
No.
Man, that's just brutal. So I'm a loyal person. I stick with my.
All right.
What am I then? I'm a York, Pennsylvanian.
You're a Yorkie.
Yorkie. But again, going back to the whole Ben thing, we have seen things on the island that have not been able to. We've not been able to explain or figure out. Mm-hmm. Correct? Yes. Or no question.
Yes, we have seen.
Thank you,
crazy stuff.
Just please answer the question.
I did. I said yes.
All right. Thank you. Lost ending, I figured it out. This is from Robert. Charlie is in jail. Kate is heading to jail. Jin and Saeed might end up in jail. Sawyer might find the real Sawyer and kill him and be sent to jail. Locke and Jack will do something to end up in jail. Hurley will go crazy and end up in jail. They're copying the end of Seinfeld. So Robert has figured out
Locke. No, sorry, I don't think so.
The
first few characters, yes, maybe, but then you started stretching it. I don't think Hurley's going to a psychiatric ward / jail.
But then they'll at the end they'll just play Journey's "Don't Stop Believing" while they're in jail.
So they'll just take like all of the most debated TV show endings ever,
and then
just
mash
wrap them together.
Mash the helicopter.
Off the island.
The helicopter will leave with Claire
and lost.
Claire and Aaron, and they'll say goodbye.
Yeah,
there you go. That's how they're gonna wrap all the great TV show endings all into one.
This one's titled Recon. So here's what's wrong with this week's episode. To me, back in season 2, there's an episode where Sawyer managed to con everyone out of the guns from the hatch. And in a 42-minute episode, he managed to go in depth with both sides, playing both Locke and Jack against each other, and finally having such a nice "I'm the new sheriff in town" speech at the end. This episode also managed to show the how with both Jack and Locke's sides of the war of the guns and show Sawyer's flashbacks. But Recon barely took us anywhere. All we saw was the most basic points of two sides and the most basic announcement that Sawyer was playing both of them. This wasn't bad enough. Remember when Lost episodes used to end on a twist cliffhanger? Well, all we got at the end was this one. In this one, is the fact that Sawyer's going to be piloting a sub, not a plane. So what? If there were,
that's not a big deal.
If there were any time to not introduce a new storyline without tying it up, it would be the final season. Yet this is exactly what they've done. What are they doing? I think they need to travel back in time, get some writing tips from their season 2 selves.
I think I hear what he's saying.
Braden.
I hear what he's saying, but it's back in season 2, they were developing a story.
Yeah.
They were continuing a story. Now they're wrapping it up.
I mean, and you got it back then, that long con storyline was kind of disposable because it just added a bit of tension, but eventually Jack got the guns back anyway when, you know, towards the end of that one, when they went after... when they went after Michael, the others.
Right, the others.
Yeah, and when Michael escaped.
Well, he said that he had...
Oh, not Michael escaped.
Well, Michael Ben made up that story that the others had come in. Ben had grabbed the gun and,
exactly,
and shot Libby and Alicia. When we know who it was, Michael, we know. We saw it. This one is the Lost is a Con. This is from Nate. Has anyone noticed how dated everything seems to be in the Flash sideways? Sawyer's phone is way out of date. His car was old. His TV was a tube TV.
It's 2004.
I know. I'm just reading the email, man. Okay. Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I finish, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Little House too old, but still. Nothing seems to be up to date as far as the era of technology is concerned. For what, 2003? 2004. Well, he's saying 2003.
It's not 2004.
I know it's 2004. The reason I bring this up is because not only did you guys bring the same line concern when Jack called Kate in We Have to Go Back scene, where they show us they did, but the show did as well in season 1-5 recap. I think we're on, I may be onto something. So he's saying that it's kind of, they're counting us on what year it is, right?
Yes, but no, I mean, it's all within the realm of possibility. I mean,
I still have an old TV.
There was a prop error that he was using Microsoft Word 2007 on one of his computers.
That's just crazy.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things. If it's 2004, that means it can have any technology up to that point. So
I still have a tube TV in my house.
Yeah, and so do I. So do we. So,
but you never know. It's lost. Loss is a con.
No, I don't think so.
All right, Jay's shooting it
down. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about, I promise. All right, this last one for me, crackpot theory. It seems Widmore found the island awfully fast when he needed to, and Jacob said something was coming. Remember the Dharma supply drop? It certainly seems that somebody was sending supplies to the island. Was it Widmore? If so, it would seem that the Dharma initiative may have been aligned with Jacob all along. Perhaps Jacob had Widmore supporting and helping the candidates. Perhaps Desmond was a candidate. Widmore indirectly supplied the boat to get him onto the island. Maybe Dharma and Jacob were allies all along. Of course, none of this crackpot theory explains the purge. Thanks for your podcast, guys. Matthew.
I like it. Will we ever get that answer?
I think not, is what I'm going to say.
Well, we got 9 episodes left, right? Well, 8 yes. episodes left. I don't think we're going to get our finale.
The explanation for the food drop. I don't think we will.
You think we're running out of time?
I think so.
You don't think they'll just mention it in passing?
Nope.
All right. Maybe one of them will say,
I'm saying no.
Woodmore will say, yeah, I was behind the food drop.
No, I'll say, I'm saying no.
I was helping you out.
No.
Right, Jay's in a very feisty mood today. No one can be left behind. This one is from Sarah. Ah, you or whoever said it was right. It was me, I think. Manilok can't leave the island if anyone else is left on it. When explaining to Sawyer that he was the smoke monster and killed the people in the temple, I thought, so, they didn't want to come with him? Why didn't he just take all the people who did want to come with him and leave, like the what are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. I'm watching you talk.
Stop giving me that smile. Want to come and then leave the rest of the temple. Then I was reminded about the theory that Manilok had to kill everyone on the island in order to leave. I think the theory is almost right, but instead of having to kill everyone, I think Manilok can just leave anyone there. Just can't leave anyone there. And this is from Sarah. Sorry, Sarah. Jay was making goofy expressions.
I can't smile?
I just don't understand. Why can he kill certain people and he can't kill...
It's not that he can't kill. He doesn't... He just... It's his choice. It's not that he can't. He's just his choice.
But he wants to leave the island.
So, I don't understand your whole thing about, well, he can't kill anybody, but he kills half the people on the island.
But if he... Okay, but my theory was that he can't leave the... As long as there's people on the island, he can't leave.
Yeah, okay. So that's why he's killing them.
Then just kill everybody. What's the big deal?
Because he has morals. He wants to give him at least the opportunity to leave.
Because they're one and the same. There's a good and a bad. When he's Smokey, he's bad. When he's Manilok,
you're gonna find out, little boy, that you're gonna be wrong.
I don't care.
You're gonna cry. Like that time when Rosenberg and I didn't work for Dharma.
I didn't cry much.
All right, you ready for the calls, Jack?
Yes.
Here we go.
Next time you're reading, I'm gonna get right in front of your face.
And Jack, it's Joel from Portland, and I just got done watching Recon because I watched it the morning after. Anyways, I love this episode because it now confirms that Lupitas is playing a key role. They won't kill him by the end of the show. He has to fly the plane off the island. So I'm excited about that, and because of that, this episode is my favorite of this season. Thanks. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is David in New York. Since I guess we're going with Lockies for Manilok's group, I'd like to suggest a name for the other group, Jacobeans. Jacobeans. It's the name for the historical period when the English King James ruled, and Jacobeans has the name Jacob in it. It sounds like it has the name Jack in it, and Jacobean literature is noted for being full of revenge tragedies and, of course, the King James Bible. I think it works perfectly. Thanks. Love the show.
Hey guys, it's Tad out here in Burbank. in the construction site, evidently. Hey, Jack's always talking about Smokey wants to get off the islands. You know, why is he getting off the island? Maybe he has a kid. Maybe he has a wife. I think Smokey's like Godzilla. When he wants to get off the island and get on the mainland and imagine what happened in the temple on a global scale, just starting in L.A. and moving east until it hits L.A. again. So that's what I'm thinking. That's my theory. And also, don't forget to remind everybody that I'm looking for what animated characters could replace the cast of Lost. I got some a lot of good entries, but I'm looking for more for the Autism Speaks podcast. And just send those in to animatedlost@gmail.com. And along with any questions anybody's got for me. See you guys this weekend.
Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I've been working on my list. Animated characters.
So once again, if anybody else out there has what animated characters you think would fill certain Lost roles the best, send that to animatedlost@gmail.com for the great animator and good guy all around, Tad Stones.
Why are you so grumpy today?
I'm not
Is
grumpy.
Is it because you didn't get your beautiful teapot you looked at today?
No.
You just seem cranky. You just seem a little edgy.
I'm edgy, man. I can't take it.
The only problem, Tad, I have with that theory is Smokey. He's kind of being, you know, kind of nice, not nice. He's kind of Godzilla. The movies I watch, he just did whatever he wanted.
There was nice Godzillas.
Well, I guess that's true.
Good theory, Tad.
You really think there's nice Godzillas? I guess there was.
Yes, there was. I mean, there was Godzillas that had souls.
Really? Godzilla had a soul?
Yeah.
I just saw him going through and tearing up the town. He'd always tear up Tokyo.
Well, you just never really paid attention to the deeper storyline.
I think I grew up in the 60s Godzilla. He was always just rawr, rawr, and coming out of the... And they'd be shooting at him. And he'd just be like laughing at him. Come on, really? Seriously shooting at me?
But see, Godzilla did eventually become a good guy.
I guess. And then the next caller, we had Jacobinus?
Jacobinus?
What was it, Jacob? I forgot the name.
Jacobean. Man, well, you give me a hard time.
Well, I can't read, you know, can you read that, what I wrote down? No, you can't, can you?
Looks like Jacob Beans.
Well, he's mentioned Jacob, so I don't know. I'm sick. I apologize. A lot of people have been saying that group that Widmore's with are a bunch of nerds.
Uh-huh.
So what about Nerd Herders?
All right.
From another good show that nobody's watching.
Yeah.
So right. Nerd Herders, they were hurting Sawyer, you know, pushing him towards the sub, so. No?
Well, I think they were talking about more of the Jack's side of the island.
Really?
Yeah.
I was talking about Widmore's side.
Yeah, I know. So you're going to call Widmore's side the Nerd Herders.
I say we call them the Nerd Herders.
And then.
We're stealing that from Chuck, by the way.
And then, you know, Jack, Richard Alpert, Alana's side is the Jacobians.
Okay, we can go with that one.
And then the Locks people are the Lockies.
Yeah, we can give you the Lockies, and we'll go the Nerd Herders for Widmore's group. Yeah. Are we all in agreement, guys?
No.
Please be in agreement, because Jay's been really difficult to work with today.
Oh, man.
He's throwing me off my game. And then Joel, he loved this episode because it proves that Frank Lapidus won't get killed because he's the one that could fly the plane. Guess what? Just because you said that, Joel, your hopes and dreams will be dashed and Frank Lapidus will be killed the next episode.
Oh, man.
That's what happens on Lost.
Yes, it does.
Every time you think your main character, he's going to make it to the end. He's going to make it to the end. Boom.
And Charlie, he's dead.
Yeah, Charlie's sitting there floating
with his
hand going.
I just remember how excited I was at the end of Greatest Hits when he actually got up and he was alive. I was like, he's alive.
He's alive, yes.
But then he just died. In
Only
the next
to
episode.
Die.
All right, Jack, ready for the next
episode?
Because
that was the rumor that he was going to die in that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he lived, we said, okay, maybe it's wrong. Maybe he's gonna live.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Anna calling from Vermont. I just wanted to submit my theory for what I think is Widmore has locked in the sub. I'm pretty sure that it is Desmond's dead body that Jacob will be able to use to take over, I guess, just like Man in Lock did to Locke. So I'd like to hear what you guys think. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jet from California, and I have a crackpot theory, and my theory is that Men in Lock is Aaron. We've seen time travel happen on this island before, so maybe he traveled back in time, and that's why he's aged, so my theory is that he is Aaron, and that's why he told Kate that his mom was crazy, and Claire is Kate crazy. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hi, this is Fred from Seattle, Washington. Just got done watching the Recon episode of Lost. I thought it was a great episode myself, not as good as last week's, but oof. Anyway, Miles' dad was obviously still alive because Miles mentions that the redheaded chick is the lady that he's his dad works with, or works for his dad or something to that effect, which is interesting because in the original timeline, she was part of Dharma Initiative as a child, right? Then she comes back as part of the crew that came back on the freighter to take over the island or do whatever, working for Whitmore. But now it sounds like she's working for Miles' dad as part of the Dharma Initiative, maybe? I don't know. Very interesting. Great podcast. Keep it up. I know there's only a few left. Curious if you guys are going to start a V podcast. That might be interesting.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I don't know, Jay. Fred wants to know if we're going to do a V podcast. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't see it happening.
Yes, we do. We have a V podcast and a Flash Forward podcast. You can search for both of those on iTunes. Just do search Jay and Jack on the iTunes store, and the V and Flash Forward podcast will show up.
Cool. So there it is. A lot of people think that Charlotte is working for the Dharma Initiative, maybe working there. She was there for a reason.
She did seem to be really searching, trying to find something in his drawer.
Yeah, and then when she played, you know, she could have said, you know, Sawyer comes back with the flower. And a lot of people pointed out that he brought Juliet a yellow flower, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Sawyer's MO is, just find a yellow flower. And it works like a charm.
Well, it didn't.
What? Because maybe you should have brought the yellow flower, not the beer. He didn't bring Juliet beer.
He brought wine. He had the Dharma wine.
Brought wine, not the beer.
That's what did I say? What did I say in the last episode?
I still say it wouldn't matter who, what, or whatever he brought. He just knocks on the door and be, okay. But she just seemed like a little, you know, no, I'm sorry, it's not working. Like, she got the information she wanted, and she was
done. She's not like you, and as you're going to sleep, you're thinking about his underwear. So no, it's just...
That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it like his boxers. No, that's not...
God. All right.
Hey, you brought it up on the last, but I think that if we do see more of Charlotte off island, then there's something going on. If we see her again, there's something going on there, because a lot of people are upset too that, you know, she's hooking, you know, with Sawyer, because he's hooking up with Charlotte. Where's Juliet in this picture? Where's she? You know, they're supposed to have coffee and go Dutch.
Well, not yet. It hasn't happened yet. He doesn't know about her yet. You can't be blaming him for things that hasn't happened yet.
I'm just repeating what people are saying. Don't get mad at me. Calm down.
Jeez. Calm down. Give the guy a break.
You know, you're like Godzilla. You just come flying in and rip everything out. Don't ask questions. Just rip everything out.
Jeez. By sundown, you need to be on my side or I'm going to kill you.
Godzilla didn't even say that.
Because he doesn't speak English.
He just... how do you know? You got to communicate.
He goes... Rah, rah.
That's got to mean something.
Well, I don't speak Godzillian.
Godzillian?
All right, anything else, stupid. Jack?
Then we had Jed. Men in Lock is Aaron. Now, a lot of people were thinking this.
Yes.
Now, wasn't Aaron supposed to be someone else on the island before? We've had this before where Aaron was supposed to be someone else.
Yeah, but...
So what do you think? I think we talked about this before. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
I'm going to say no.
I disagree. I kind of more along the lines of it's more of Locke kind of seeping into himself again, and he was thinking of his crazy mother.
I could go with that more than the
Emily Locke.
Yeah, I could go with that more than Aaron, but you know I'm wrong all the time, so yeah. Who knows. And then Anna Locke is locked in the sub is dead Desmond, his dead body. Again, I keep going to people and they keep saying, why would you need two Locks? If the guy's dead... If Desmond is dead, do you need two locks on the door? Why do you?
Oh, when you were saying Locke, I thought you were saying John Locke. I was like, how do we get two locks now?
Well, you know, it's funny is how I've been spelling Locke when I've been, and I apologize, people. I didn't realize I was doing. I was spelling it L-O-C-K-E.
Good job.
Because that's how I spell it 1 billion times a week. So it's just in my head now. But no, why would you? I go great theory.
Well, it's
well, people have had great theories. Because
you want to keep people out, not from keeping them from getting out. All right,
wouldn't one lock be enough?
No.
And of course, on the island with me, one lock would be enough.
For you, but not for other people that know how to use a gun without even thinking about it.
I'm talking about the guy walking around the island. One lock was always enough for me. We don't need two locks.
Oh. Who's on first? All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
So what do you think? Do you think it could be Desmond's dead body?
No, I do
and
not.
And Jacob's going to take it over?
No, I don't.
I think it's going to be. It has to be something that someone has powers in there to keep them inside. Because why would you need two locks?
Keep people out. That's what it is. Keep
them
out.
Who are they keeping out? It's his people.
Curious people.
It's the nerd herders. They're not
going
to do anything.
Well, he doesn't want to let them know.
All right.
I want the information to disseminate. All right, here's the last set of calls.
God, cranky pants, Jay.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Emily Jones from Columbus, Ohio. And I have a crackpot theory. My theory is that Man in Lock said his mother was crazy. Well, what if his mother was an Egyptian sorceress or knew something about magic? And when she died, her soul somehow stayed on the island. And her soul is what's infecting Claire and Saeed. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, that Man in Lock's mother is infecting Claire, making her crazy, and infecting Saeed, and making him, well, not speak anymore. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Can't wait to hear your podcast on Friday. Bye.
Hi, this is Rob from Maryland. I think I know why Jay really liked this last episode. Claire was without a shirt on for a long time. Whitmore has in his locked room has something that Smokey cares about. That is Eloise Hawking. After she found out that Charles Whitmore essentially cheated on him with Penny's mom, she went and had an affair with Smokey. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Mudbone from Raleigh. I've been thinking about what could be in that locked room in the sub, and my guess is this. I think that Widmore knows that Man in Lock still has pieces of Lock in him, and we see this in the most recent episode when he's talking about his crazy mother. We also saw it when he was talking to the little kid, and he said, "Don't tell me what I can't do." My guess is the thing that's in the locked room is Helen.
All right, thank you for those calls.
You know, my original theory was going to be it was Helen.
Oh, now you say
no,
that.
No, no, I was.
But somebody's already said it.
But no, then I went back to the two locks. Why are there two locks? Helen, she's not strong enough to knock.
There's only one lock on the island. The other lock is in L.A. in the alternate timeline.
On the sub, there are two master locks. I mean, I don't even know if they're master locks. But there's two key locks.
They're not sponsoring the show. Don't give them any plugs.
You know, you seem cranky today. Would it help you if I went down and threw you an engagement party today? Do you need an engagement? And you need an engagement
I'm not
party?
Cranky. You're just making this stuff up.
I'm not. I think people can tell you're a little edgy, a little cranky. You had a rough day at school today?
No, it was a long day.
A long day, so now you're just...
I have a lot of homework to do.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, but a lot of people seem to be wondering, maybe it's just like a case of Dharma beer and he doesn't want to give it up. What do you think?
Oh, man, that'd be pretty bad,
I
think.
Get away from my beer. I could see it being Helen.
Maybe it's McCutcheon whiskey.
Oh, there you go, McCutcheon whiskey. And
I think that works better.
And I think the nerd herders, since they're not McCutcheon whiskey worthy, wouldn't you say they're...
Yeah.
In Widmore's mind,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's thinking, these nerd herders, no way.
Yeah.
Then Rob, I don't know if it's Eloise. Again, she's older than me. I would have trouble breaking down that door.
I think you're thinking the wrong way. It's to keep people from getting in, not freak people from getting out of it.
Okay, say the Lochtees right. Come over in and they defeat Widmore's group.
Uh-huh.
You're just going to need a gun to blow the locks off, right?
Well, if you watch Mythbusters, you would know that that rarely works.
Well, on TV, it works every time. In fact, I think you just take the butt end of the gun and hit it the back.
Well, I guess I think it works, but like the shrapnel and stuff, it's highly dangerous for something.
Plus, there's got to be if you defeat them, there's got to be a key there just to open the locks, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I'm still saying it's something more important.
Okay. Right.
And then Emily, that Crazy Locke's mom's soul is on the island and infecting everyone. What do you think?
Sounds a lot like Paris Hilton. But or Lindsay Lohan. Ba-dum-cha.
Now, what did they ever do to you?
Huh?
What did they ever do to you?
I don't know, but it was funny.
Well, I think, you know, people are making a big deal about a crazy mom. I think we all have a crazy mom, right?
It's true.
I mean, come on. All kids think their mom is crazy.
Well, mine has become crazy. She's just progressively getting crazier.
I think it just happens. It's happened.
Your parents just get crazy? But you guys have been getting crazy too early. You're only in your 40s. You're not supposed to get crazy until like you're in your 60s.
I'm almost 50.
So?
I'm aging quick.
No, you're not.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy like a fox.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with being crazy? You know why I'm crazy?
Why?
Because 21 years ago, I didn't have 15 engagement parties. That, I'm a little bitter because I didn't every time I turned around, hey, we're having an engagement party. Hey, this weekend we're having an engagement party. Hey, come to our engagement party this weekend. I'm engagement out. I can't take any more parties.
Can't take it anymore?
I can't. Where's Godzilla when you need him?
Well, you guys are hosting one, and then Colleen's parents are hosting one, and then we're hosting one.
So. Well, we're hosting one I almost said L.A., San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. So see, that's you're hosting one, so one's your own fault.
It wasn't my decision. I go, what? I go,
you need to talk to your wife about
that. Well, because the people on the West Coast won't be able to go to New York.
Exactly.
I said, you know what? I think this is what's wrong. We all meet up in Kansas. And just have one
Kansas,
big...
Kansas, really? Why Kansas?
They have great barbecue. It's in the center. It's convenient for everybody.
Delaware. I'm in Delaware. all right, Jack.
You might as well call this the recon engagement party episode. That way you can feel a little better that, hey, a little special.
Re-gagement party. Re-gagement. All right, Jack, do you have an update for us on the contest?
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go.
Movie picks.
All right, Jack. Updates on the season 6 Lost contest.
All right, we had a couple questions answered. Hold on a second. The freckles count. There was a freckles.
Is Sawyer, that our first freckles?
That is our first freckles.
Oh wow. Okay.
So Sawyer did call Kate freckles. So now he's back on. Kate's on the good side. Saw Kate got a little emotional when he got called freckles. Freckles. He called me freckles. I'm so happy.
And then he thinks I'm cute.
And for you people with young kids. Close your ears for a second. The son of a bitch count, there were two. You know, I thought it was pretty stupid when he burned his hand on the pot, though.
Uh-huh.
What was he thinking? Son of a bitch. What, did he think it wasn't going to be hot?
It's like one of those things, like you're not thinking. And
then the third question was answered.
You get a new teapot, and you're not really used to how that one works, and you burn your hand.
Yeah, that's true. And the third question answered, we had, how many engagement parties will Jay and Colleen have? A lot of people have guessed 110. Right now, we're up to 8. So that's the engagement party count.
Okay.
And the winners of the contest, and you can check the results on jayandjack.com under show news and suggestion threads. I will not send you the link. Just do some research. Go under forums. It's the thread right underneath the Ask Jack question thing. The winners will receive the Chris Say, the Gospel According to Lost book by Chris Say, and Head First Algebra by Trace Pallone and Dan Pallone.
And for our bigger finale contest we're doing in conjunction with Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. Remember, March 31st is the last day you can turn it in. It has to be postmarked. Your video has to be postmarked on March 31st with your what you think.
Remember,
the end of the show is going to be. You think you shoot the last 10 minutes, however you want to do. All the rules on globalcashcard.com/lost. Remember, you have to tell March 31st. Again, it's globalcashcard.com/lost. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday. If you'd like to call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
It's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's got lostpodcast@gmail.com. And also, follow us on twitter.com. where you can get all the latest updates, especially for our 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks. That's at twitter.com/jayandjack.
And the whole schedule is on the front page of the Jay and Jack. If you go to jayandjack.com, it's exactly right there, the whole schedule. We're going to have Sidewalk Driver is going to be playing live at the Raleigh Iceplex, probably starting around 7:30, 8 o'clock that night. So we'll have a band, and Jay might even jump up and play some guitar, maybe.
Yeah, I'll bring my guitar.
Bring your guitar, so that'll scare people away. And then... No, it should be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing that. There's gonna be, if you're showing up, we're going to have a lot of things going on. The great foosball championship between Jay and Illyrio.
The United States and Canada. And Michael Purcell from Global Cash Card has said he's going to put, I think, $250 on me. So if If I win...
That's not really fair to Illyrio. If Illyrio wins...
He needs to get somebody to back him.
Well, no, it looks like Illyrio's like going, okay.
Yeah. That's not... Well, no,
it's... Canadian is just beat the American and cost Autism Speaks $250. That's not really fair.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He needs to come up with somebody to like back him.
The winner should get...
Well, who, that's what I'm saying. The winner gets the $250.
Not the winner. The charity.
That's what I'm saying. The winner gets the $250 to give to charity.
All right, I guess.
How about that? Does that sound fair?
Okay. And then also, if people have been asking where they can mail their checks to, it's Jack. Send it to Jay and Jack, but make your checks out to Autism Speaks.
Jay Gladfelter.
Please do not make them out to... You know the only one that screwed up last year?
What?
Remember, it was my dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He made the check out to me. I said, of all the people, I go, Dad... Oh, I had to scream at him. So now it's not only moms that are crazy. Dads are crazy, too. We get old, we forget. We just...
At least he could say, oh, I just thought I was just wrote my name twice. It's just my fault.
Yeah. Because he has the same name.
Yeah.
He copied me. So it's Jay and Jack. Send it, mail it out to Jay and Jack. P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. Our website should be up by the time this podcast is up. A link to the page.
Yep.
Also, the auction is going on right now. Like I said, there's a lot of cool stuff on there, a lot of stuff for everybody. If you're a Lost fan, if you're a Flash Forward fan, a football fan, a Jag fan, there's all kinds of stuff going on over there.
Yeah, there is. And we'll be giving more updates on that during our 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks, which starts this Saturday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it will go on for 30 hours. We have a lot of stuff. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's for a good cause. So see us there. It's coming on Ustream.tv. And just search Jay and Jack and you'll find our page for the 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks.
And a couple shout-outs. I'm going to give a happy birthday to Darren Elliott. It's his his birthday will be on Sunday, the 21st this week. Happy birthday, Darren.
Happy birthday.
And then also to Gloria Velez. She actually retweeted. She has like 30,000 followers. She retweeted the Autism Speaks auction thing. I really appreciate it. My good friend Kevin Smith did not, so...
you guys not on speaking terms anymore?
I don't know. You know, I've been pushing his cop out movie, and I thought we were tight there. But you know, he's busy. He's got over 12,200,000 followers, something like that.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So it probably got lost in the mix. I'll try it again. but anyway, that's the deal. But please check out the auction.
And the tickets will be up on Ticketmaster for our Lost finale party with Global Cash Grab. Remember, search in Ticketmaster for Lost video contest party.
And then you can go on Twitter on Lost Contest, their Twitter page, and get all the updated information.
Twitter.com/LostContest.
And we're working on that big star. Hopefully, we'll have some news by Tuesday's podcast.
Yes.
That's the goal, anyway. Or maybe we'll have it for the 30-hour podcast.
Maybe.
As soon as we find out, we'll release the information on Twitter. I'm sure they'll release it on their Twitter page. And if it happens, it'll be very cool.
And for those that don't know or may not know, we do a Flash Forward podcast. We started it with this season. And we will be recording one tomorrow, and it will be up tomorrow afternoon.
I was just kind of hoping the show would get canceled. That was just weird. I'm kidding, of course.
Oh, man. All right, so we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.